Mad Marv's Notebook for August 9th, Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Today's a Saturday. I just have to keep reminding myself it's not a Sunday. Because of that hurricane closing our office on Friday, it feels like I'm at the tail end of the weekend, whereas I'm just starting the weekend. Very funny feeling. Normally a three-day weekend doesn't faze me like this, but this time it does feel like I'm at the end of a weekend already. So anyway, last night I went to the social mixer and I was talking with some people, and I don't know if it was just people I ended up speaking with, but they might be skewing a little towards the younger, around 30 or younger demographic, but a lot of them told me they don't have TVs, and then by extension that means they don't know what's going on with TV. I'm not sure how prevalent that is elsewhere in the world, but I found it kind of odd over here. Fairly interesting, because everyone that I talked to that, you know, didn't have a TV were still using Netflix and various other streaming services, so they found stuff to watch. It's just not stuff that's currently on air, I guess. And let's see. Oh, yeah. Today I went to see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm going to give that one a 2 out of 5 stars. It's a decent movie for a comic book adaptation if you don't have very high expectations based on every other adaptation of the Turtles. Kind of campy, childish, definitely a PG-rated movie, which makes me wonder why they bothered to cast Megan Fox if you're going to make a PG movie. So anyway, the style of it is totally a Michael Bay film, down to the, when did his style become stupid lens flares, almost like Star Trek? But yeah, it had those ridiculous, unnecessary 360-degree orbital shots around the central character, the central hero shots, and I'm not sure where, I don't know if I have the link anymore, but I saw this video, Vimeo video, that, you know, it breaks down Michael Bay's camera style for you know, movie makers, and it gets into the nitty-gritty of what makes his style so appealing, and why it's even if you don't like Michael Bay films, it makes a very good argument for why a movie maker should watch and study Michael Bay's style to see what the popular action scenes, or how to make a popular action scene for your movie. And I was going through the Ninja Turtles, and yeah, I saw just about every single scene that was in that video on his style and how it was copied. The only thing I don't think I saw in there was the 360-degree rotation going down following an object falling to Earth. Like when in, I think it was the third Transformers film, they were doing a shot around Optimus Prime doing a dive. Or back in the Pearl Harbor movie when the bomb was about to hit the Arizona and they're following the bomb all the way down to the ground in a 360. That classic shot, I didn't see that in the Turtles movie, even though I did see every single other cliche in his repertoire. So anyway, if you're into that kind of action films, you might want to check out the Turtles, but otherwise there are no other real reasons. The storyline is and there's a lot of continuity disconnects. I don't think they really set up a sequel, even though I can see how it, you know, I know that they're obviously going to make a sequel if this thing makes money. They just didn't leave an obvious open door to exploit. But other than that, this weekend has been pretty tame. A lot of wet, everything outside is wet, so everything outside is boring today. It's an indoor kind of a day. That's why I went to a movie. Tomorrow I'll probably peek into the office and check on it. I went to the office on Friday night after the storm passed just to see if there was anything to worry about. And, there's no leaks or anything. Totally non-issue. But other than that, things should be getting back to normal now. So I'll talk to you tomorrow.